Hey, what's going on? This is Mike Edwards on Your On The Mic podcast. This is the about to wrap up 2023, and it's been a kind of up and down year, a lot of twists and turns, you know, a lot of being, you know, just a, I can't really put the words for this year. I feel like this year was a lot to feel, a lot to reflect, a lot to just remember a lot of good and bad things happening, and mostly, you know, we had our wins and losses, but, you know, just a reflection of just lessons learned this year, and, you know, just trying to, like, find yourself, become a better person, you know, just trying to learn and grow at the same time, but, you know, meet people, you outgrow people, sometimes you just, you know, just stay on the course of being you and just staying on your path and just trying to find yourself in the world right now. You know, it's been a very frequent kind of a, maybe it was just me, but it also felt like, you know, for me, I feel like I have more L's than that. More wins, because it just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I was losing this over here. I don't know, I just lack focus this year, and I really have to get back to this 2024. Being focused is knowing the right goals and just keeping my head straight, you know. A lot of times in life, you know, you look at other people and kind of compare and the contrast of what real life should be, and I think that's where I was getting a lot of things wrong. I just wasn't learning enough, you know. You know, the nights was just reflecting. You know, just sometimes you just gotta be you, you know, just keep going. And I had my slumps this year, and I don't want to be in that slump again. Not once, but twice. And it was one of the biggest slumps I ever had this year, and maybe my whole life. And I just felt defeated for some reason. I just lack of focus, you know, after a couple months of feeling rejuvenated, feeling like, whoa, I'm back, I'm feeling like, whoa, you know, having the best shape of my life in a long while, you know, just feeling, you know, having respect for my body, and, you know, the slump I had was kind of very identical with my second one, and just for me to have two of those, it was just, man, I gotta be on my grind, you know. I just gotta be on my, you know, gotta be on my shit, you know. I gotta go hard, man. I gotta stay focused, man. I don't worry about what other people think, you know. Just gotta keep going, you know. Keep going, you know. Don't matter what you're going through, man. Make it to A to B, you know. Just focus on you and just finish, you know, and worry about your goals and just keep on going. Because one thing I learned from this year, and hell, man, one thing I learned from being in Jersey, I'm all I got. Maybe you're all you got. Maybe that's the only person you have in your life that can maybe motivate and inspire to become better is you, you know. So sometimes it's like, man, sometimes you just got to keep going and, you know, look at a clear picture. You know, have a glass half full and just think about, hey, I'm all that I got in this world, you know. And I definitely learned that when I was in New Jersey, and straight survival mode, and, you know, just gave me that motivation to just keep going right now. So right now we're gonna have a montage. Great clips. But also, on a funny tip, I lost other half of my interviews from my last page, so gotta make a brand new one. So it's all good, but you know, as it is, you know, you lose things, you lose, but yet God got you and God replaced the things that you lost. So you know, whatever grief you're going through, mental health, I wouldn't say mental health, I just say the things, the boundaries that are just inside your head, get out your head and just keep going. And it's, you know, just really just feel guarded about what you want to do in your life, you know. And it definitely shows, like, it doesn't matter what they say, you know, because you was alone in the world. And you know, once you got that alone state of mind, like, fuck, like, it's you, it's all you, you know. So anybody in this world, you know, most of us not born with silver spoon, so it's like, you know, you gotta get it, you gotta get it. So keep walking, keep doing what you gotta do, keep running, whatever you do, be the best version of yourself. New year. And hopefully this year, 2024, is gonna be a great year for you. And we captured a lot of good memories this year. A lot of good memories. And there's some faults, some failures, some flaws that I have to correct it. But it's going to be corrected. And no boundaries this year. No boundaries, you know. Have fun. Don't take yourself serious. You know, that's probably one of the biggest flaws for me. But at the same time, you know, so much things I gotta get back. So it's hard to not take yourself seriously when all the things that was taken from you this year, you know, you gotta get it back. Just gotta stay focused, you know. Make the right decisions and don't block out blessings. You know, that's one thing I kinda definitely messed up on, is just blocking out blessings for me. And yeah, I definitely can't do that this year, man. I definitely can't block out my blessings. I definitely can't keep being reckless, you know, with overspending. You know, there's a lot of things I could do better, but same time, I definitely got a budget right. You know, there's a lot of things I gotta do right this year, but once 2024, you know, make a list of what things you wanna do and then go forward and then be the best you can be. Under, no matter what conditions you're living in, keep grinding up from the survival. You know, beauty in the struggle. You know, there's always beauty in the struggle, because once you evade that struggle and you look back months and months, you'd be like, whoa, I made it through that shit. So it's like, you know, you're here, you got all your body limbs. There's nothing to fucking complain about, you know. But we got a couple of things going on. A couple of interviews coming up. Just a lot. A lot before 2024, and have a clean mind, clean soul, and just keep going. That's all. Don't stop. You're on the Mike Podcast.
You know, look into it.
Yeah.
But if you were driving yourself from one job to another, you would get to deduct your mileage.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that even though you're not driving, you're still getting transportation, that you should be able to deduct how much you spend.
Right.
So you might want to go back over your expenses for the whole year.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been doing this for the whole year.
Okay. I've been tracking, but, well, I've been doing this for the past six months.
What days were you working here and what days were you working at Amazon?
Okay.
And go, oh, I went from this, I worked, I'm presuming you work overnight here.
Oh, yeah.
I worked overnight, you know, Monday into Tuesday, and Tuesday morning I had to go to Amazon.
Okay.
Just go back and kind of keep track of it. Then all you, if you can kind of keep track, if you look on the calendar and go, these are the days that I worked at both jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could possibly go back and look at your how much you spent every day for Lyft.
Okay.
Including tips too, because that should be on your total of how much you spent.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah. Because I've been doing this for like the past 4 months now. So,
okay.
Yeah, I got everything. Everything is on the app, so I should like basically write. So I do write everything down, or do I print it out?
So I would print out how much you spent.
Okay.
And highlight the days that you used it to go from one job to another.
Okay.
And that makes sense. Okay. Who does your taxes for you, or do you do them yourself?
I got Miss Lee.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
From my H&R Block.
Okay. So I would, before you even go through the trouble writing it or figuring it all out, call them up and say, hey, Miss Lee, got a question for you.
Okay.
Is this the case?
Okay.
And, I mean, hey, because I don't know how much you spend every day, but.
Makes sense. You're right.
Just saying.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. You just saved my life.
Well, it's not saving your life, but I can do that. I am CPR trained.
Hey.
That's my other job. But I look at it this way, man. Well, I used to prepare taxes.
Okay.
So things that may have changed. I know about the mileage. I just don't know the situation with if you can deduct Lyft, but you should be able to because it's still considered transportation to get from one job to another.
Right, okay.
So that's why you just need to, you know, I'm sure, hopefully Miss Lee is up to date
on
laws, and then she should be able to say yes or no.
Okay.
So, but I look at it this way, I like to save money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why give it to Uncle Sam if we don't have to? So you've been working at this place a long time, or?
Only for about 6 months.
Okay. So you've been at Amazon longer, or?
No, I've been where you picked me up there. I've been about like 2 years.
Okay. So Amazon the last 6 months.
Yeah.
How you like Amazon?
It's cool.
It's a job.
Yeah.
Plan on staying there, or?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'll give it like a couple more months.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure though. I just need extra money, that's all.
Right. Get you through the holidays.
Yeah. Actually, matter of fact, I might need your help on something because I remember, last year, right? When I talked to Miss Lee, right?
Mm-hmm.
My other job is 1099.
Okay.
And she told me, if you get another job, you know, I get more money on my taxes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm kind of working there and then working at Amazon also.
Okay. Now, what was your other job? Your 1099 job?
Oh, I'm working like the data entry in the office and everything.
And they pay you a 1099?
Yeah. It's kind of.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like a / warehouse healthcare.
Half a mile, you
the left lane to take exit 156 for US 13. So, you don't have any business expenses. Because attendant is basically self-employed.
Yeah.
And you don't have any business expenses.
Nah, he took care of everything.
See, what it is, he doesn't want to have to pay unemployment and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. So, for me, this is a 1099. And so, I work my other job. My other job is part-time. I'm a sales rep for a CPR company.
Okay.
And she takes taxes out of that.
Right.
Well, so for example, last year I think I owed a little bit.
Yeah.
So what I did this year is I have her take it out like an extra, I think it's like $20 every paycheck.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Because I get paid every 2 weeks also.
Right.
And that's plenty enough to cover. But now that I'm also an instructor, more than likely, I could probably stop taking that extra money out, but I want to wait to see what happens this year before I decide to cut that off.
Okay.
Because so now I technically work three jobs.
Okay.
I work two locations, one for myself with Lyft, but then for TFC, the CPR company, I have two positions.
Okay.
And they're two separate jobs.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So, for example, let's say I call Amazon and get them to schedule CPR training for some of their staff, for their safety staff.
Okay.
That's my one job. That's the main job that I started working for her.
Okay.
And I became an instructor because during COVID,
couldn't
find any, unfortunately. So, I'm taking this route. Oh, well. I know where it is. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Can you tell I've been here a few times?
1,000 feet, turn left. Yeah, because I remember, like, last year, she said I owed some money. And I was like, it wasn't a lot. Maybe it was like $200, something like that.
Did you pay it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, just making sure you didn't, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I know, trust me. It's not a, of a course thing. My roommate, when we met...
Uh-huh.
I think I did 4 or 5 years worth of taxes for him.
Uh-huh.
Keep left.
Within the first year we met. Yeah. His ex-wife had left him.
Keep left.
He got depressed. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, to me, that's the, like, it's just an excuse. So, he didn't do his taxes, well, which he would have owed anyways, especially because then all of a sudden, you know, she took the kids, it was a mess.
Yeah.
So, and I got him straight down, I do his taxes for him, you know, every year now, but I'm like, how do you go about not doing your taxes? It's like people don't realize not doing your taxes does not make a difference. If you owe the money, you're still going to owe the money.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that you're going to pay interest on it no matter what.
Yep.
And it's like, golly. I had a friend. His wife told me, he hasn't filed. It took him, he had to catch up on his taxes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, how does he do that? Like, and, like,
in 1,000
me personally,
feet, turn left onto Parkway Gravel.
You do go in through this door, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's like, why, as the wife, would you, but I guess he took care of everything.
Yeah.
So she let him go with it. Oh my gosh, no, couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't mess with that. They wage garnished me and everything like a couple years ago. I was like, nope.
Well, I think, let me put it to you this way. They did that to me one time because of a mistake.
Oh.
Somehow, it had to do with the states. Like, I was working in Maryland type deal thing.
Yeah.
Because somehow there was a filing issue, and then once I proved it to them, they sent my money back. So,
oh, good.
Like, yeah,
yeah. When you talk to them, like, I got the number right on speed dial. Like, something happened. Like, Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, always got to be careful with taxes.
All right, and well, thank you so much. Good
luck, Mike. Yep, all no right. problem. Yeah, make sure you get a hold of Miss Lee and say, hey, I want to know, because I haven't done professionally taxes in a long time.
Okay, so print everything out of all the rides.
I would ask her first before okay. you go through doing all that, because, okay. and you don't necessarily... Yeah, I guess I would print it out if I was you.
Okay.
I'm a big spreadsheet person, like if you put it on the spreadsheet, but find out first if that works too.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the advice, Miss Ann.
Oh, yeah, no problem. All right. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Don't work too hard.
I'm trying not to. Yeah, we in the middle of nowhere, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm from this area. So, well, I'm from Delaware City.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'm used to being in the middle of nowhere. Uh-huh. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Shit. I know. I used to live down Laurel, Delaware. Like.
Oh, you was from downstate.
Yeah, downstate. Sussex County, right?
Did you like it?
I mean, it's kind of... I mean, yeah. It's kind of... It's like slow, but at the same time, you know.
Peaceful.
Yeah, too peaceful though.
That my son's dad wants to move down there.
Yeah.
I said, listen, you find me a job making what I'm making now, and I'm out. Because I work full time in a school.
Yeah.
So I make decent money. Because I was like, down that way, they might not make as much as we make up here.
Yeah, like, house is cheaper down there, too, though.
I know, but I make almost $30 an hour.
Oh, yeah. Mom, stay up here, bro.
I've been with the state for 19 years.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the first time that I've been in a school, and I've been here for 7.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I make almost 30 now. At the, like, when I first, it's crazy, though, because they give us raises faithfully, which is good. When I first started, I was only making 21 an hour.
Yeah.
And in 7 years, I'm up that already. So, I'm like...
That's good, though.
Mm-hmm. I said, you find me a job down there doing what I do, making that much money, and I'm out. But I'm not traveling.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be all my gas.
Yeah, it's like 2-hour ride right there.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Only thing is, you go straight down, though.
Yeah, it's a straight run.
Yeah.
But...
Especially, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Shit.
Yeah, I gotta be to work by 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm gonna have to leave early. I don't want to get up no earlier than I got to. When I get up at 6 o'clock now, I'm like, damn, can I just go back to sleep for a couple more minutes?
I can't. I can barely sleep when the daylight savings. When it gets dark, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I can't barely get any sleep. I get, like, at least, like, 3 hours sleep. But I'll be still good, though.
It depends. Sometimes I'm good on a couple hours, and then sometimes I'll be like, I need more sleep.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I feel like if I get a full 8 hours, I'm like, damn, I got too much sleep.
Yeah, you feeling
jet-lagged
and everything. Yeah.
How long you been with Amazon?
About like a year and a half.
They make good money too, don't y'all?
Yeah.
See, y'all get a lot of overtime.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about the school and my position, I don't get no overtime.
What school district you in?
Colonial.
Oh, Colonial? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a mama teacher. She got a red class.
Is she?
Yeah.
Now, I heard they make more money than we do.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
But I'm not a teacher.
Yeah.
I don't want to be no teacher. I give them a lot of credit.
Yeah.
I'm a main office secretary. I don't know if that's any better. I don't deal with a classroom full of kids.
Oh, you good, though. Oh, well, yeah.
But I deal with a lot of parents.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And sometimes...
They be snapping?
They just as ignorant as the kids. Shh. Yeah. I had a woman come in a couple weeks ago and tell me I don't care about them kids. Then she got mad when I was like, I said, well, first of all...
Right.
Because you're not going to disrespect me in my office. You're right. Not. So I said, and first of all, you can ask your son... And any of these other kids in this school, they will tell you, Mindy cares. I can't speak with everybody else.
What school you at?
McCullough.
Oh, yeah, McCullough? Mm-hmm. I went there before. I went there my only fifth grade. Then I had to go back to, what school? I had to go back to Warner.
You said what grade?
Fifth grade.
Okay, so it don't do, that's when it was third through fifth, huh?
Yeah.
I went there for third through fifth myself. Now it's 6 through 8.
Oh, 6 to 8 now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we got the rowdy kids.
Yeah.
I like it, though. I like the kids. And it's crazy because I still have kids that come back and see me.
Yeah.
I have two knuckleheads that, they message me on the daily.
Yeah. That's a good feeling, though.
Especially when they get in trouble.
Yeah.
They be like, Miss Mindy. I be like, I already know. What? They be like, we just wanted you to know because we didn't want you to hear it from nobody else.
Yeah.
They don't even go to the school no more. They in high school now.
Yeah.
But they do still message me, which I like because, you know, them streets be talking.
Yeah.
And when they get to talking, I already know before, you know.
Yeah.
Like the one little boy, I don't know if you heard about the Penn shooting last year.
Nah.
There was a shooting at Penn last year. They said somebody fired shots in the bathroom.
Oh, shit.
So the one little boy hit me up. And I'm like, it's daytime. Kids are still in school.
Yeah.
He in school. Why you call on my phone? Call me on FaceTime. So I hurried up and answered it. It wasn't nobody in my office. I was like, what's going on? I already knew it was something. He was like, yo. He said, before anybody tell you, yes, Penn is on lockdown. He said, I am not there. And I was like, what? He said, I'm not there. He said, however, they throwing my name out there. He said, I fired them shots in that bathroom today. He said, I just want you to know.
Oh, shit.
I said, listen. I don't want to know no more. Don't tell me yes or no.
Yeah.
Don't tell me yes or no. But are you cool? He said, yeah, I'm cool. I said, all right, keep me posted. And then, like, 2 days later, him and his mom called me on three-way. And mom was like, go ahead, Sierra, tell her what's going on. He was like, I'm booked. He was like, they locked me up for it. He said, but I'll be home soon. He's like, telling you. He said, I'm innocent, so I'll be home. I said, okay. And sure enough, probably he spent like 3-4 weeks in there.
Why the fuck was he? What he was getting bullied in there?
Nah.
We got beef with somebody.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. He said it was a big fight in the bathroom. He was fighting some boys that moved up here from Philly.
Right.
But he said he ain't fired them shots. He said it wasn't him. He said, but when the fight broke out and somebody got the shooting. He said he ran out the building, but he said he wasn't the only one that left the building.
Right.
So he was like, I guess that's why they try to say it was me, whatever, whatever. And I was like, I'm telling you now. So they booked him. He was booked for like 4 weeks. He called me one night at 11 o'clock at night. I was like, I'm home. And I was like, it's at 11 o'clock at night. His mom was like, Miss Mindy, you're not even going to believe what happened. I was like, what? She said, they just called me. And was like, yo, they dropped all charges. Come get your son. She said, I didn't even know. So, I don't know if somebody confessed or what happened during that daytime, but they ended up letting him go on all charges. So, I was like, I said, yo, keep your ass out the hood. Keep your ass out the mix. Get your education. And, like, I texted him the other day and was like, yo, you going to school? You cool? You being good? He's like, yeah, I'm straight. So, like, it's a couple of them, like I said, still checking with me, still.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. I can tell you good people, though.
Yeah, I do love the students. The Henri ones are my favorite for some reason. They're attracted to me.
You said the Ollie what?
Henri.
The
bad ones. The bad ones always. And then it's like, so I got two students this year that are twins.
Yeah.
And their older brother went to my school. Now, they was on the basketball team last year, and they can really start basketball this year. But their older brother came to watch their basketball game. And he came right in my office and hugged me. And was like, Miss Mindy, you'd be so proud of me. I'm doing so good, this, and this. And I was like, good. Like, that makes me feel good. But I do get to see them occasionally. I was like, let me know when you get ready to graduate. I'll be there. So I keep in touch, like, with the twins that go to my school. I'd be like, yo, tell your brother to let me know, you know, when graduation is. Like, okay. Some of them little boys need that.
Yeah, they definitely need somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Some of them little girls do too. I'm like,
they be wild, ain't they?
Yes. It's one little girl in there. The one that, and I don't usually yell, I don't usually do nothing.
Yeah.
These kids was in the hallway and they was cussing up a storm. So me being me, I'm like, yo, watch your mouth.
Yeah.
She said, who is you? I said, excuse me?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Then I said, oh, do you want to know? And the other little girl was like, that's Miss Mindy. Don't disrespect her. Don't do it. I was like, thank you. So, but it's pretty nice working in the school.
Yeah, I miss McCullough. I was mad as hell when I had to move back. I love it there.
I do.
I used to walk to school and everything. I used to live right by Garfield Park, so I just walked over there.
Oh, you was right there. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to go to Powell every day and everything.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends works at the Powell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she only been there like 2 years, I think, but yeah. She was right there in the mix.
Shit.
That's the mix up there.
Word. A TV show up there, huh?
Sure is. It's cool though. Like I said, I never had no trouble or nothing, though. No issues, no nothing up there. So you went to the planetarium and everything, huh? You remember that?
Damn, I can't. I remember, like,
man, it had like the night sky. It was all the way in the back of the school.
Was it? All the way in the back.
Yeah, it was downstairs, but all the way in the back. And like they would teach you about like the stars and.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of my classes was like downstairs. Yeah, most of my classes were like downstairs.
Yeah, but we still got it. Yeah. I haven't been in there since I worked there, but I remember going on field trips to see it. Like when I went to Delaware City Elementary, they used to take us down there.
Yeah. Man, you unlocked the childhood memory right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. When people find out that I work there, that's the first thing they always say. Is the planetarium still there? I'm like, yep.
Take a slight break, then the drop-off will be on the...
Person I ever married, I've been messed with out of my race.
Yeah.
First ever, I had like a lot of girls. And the only time, you know. But then when you look like you look on social media, it's like
a race
war.
You see
like these black men married to these white women, and then you got a lot of black women getting mad. But then the first thing when they see a black woman married to a white man, they're like.
Yeah, she sold out.
They're like, right, no, they're not saying that. They're like, see, like I've seen things like, why does it seem like every time a black woman marries a white man, the black woman's super happy? In other words, you're saying being married to a black man is miserable.
But
you get mad when a black man marry a white woman.
Yeah.
But when it's a white woman marrying a black woman marrying a white man, oh, it's good. He need happiness. Yeah. I'm just sick of it, man. It's like, and I'm married to a Puerto Rican, but still, I believe in love, period, man. Like,
yeah, you know, that shit, it's just, everything's a competition now. Like, everything is just like hatred now. Like,
right. Yeah. And to be honest, it's not everybody. I can't say it's everybody, man. Cause I picked up 20,000 rides. I've been doing it for 527 years. And I picked up almost with Uber and Lyft 20,000 rides. And I pick up a lot of black women, really sweet people.
Yeah.
A lot of black men is cool. I pick white people that's really cool. So it's not, you can't really say it's everybody, but it's a certain group of people. Like, I know when I, every time I walk into a certain group of black women, they give me this, they talk to me like a dog.
Yeah, yep.
I don't have it, man. Like when I, for example, I was going to the post office. I stayed up all night because I knew it was Saturday. I had to get to the post office. My package was way late, so I'm like, man, I gotta see what's going on with them. I was working late.
Yeah.
I think I worked Friday night. I work overnight, so imagine if I go home and go to sleep, I'm gonna wake up and the post office is gonna be closed.
Yeah.
So I stayed up, my eyes was like bubbles. I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was mad. And I went to the lady, black lady, and I was mad. I was like, how you doing? Try to be nice. I said, I'm missing a, I was hard struggling to talk because I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm missing a pack. She's like, what package, sir?
Right.
And then I was like, oh, now I'm about to snap on sleep. Why is she talking to me like this? And I ain't even, I'm trying to be nice. And then I said it again on purpose, like kind of broke it up just to see if she. And she, I don't know. You gotta give me. I said, yo, why you? Then she jerked it right up.
Yeah.
Like it's like just like that. She got right up. I had to call corporate on her. Not corporate, but I had to call a government and post, and they make sure the next time I went in there, she was like, how you doing, sir? And all that changed. But I'm like, but then I went. I got like four stores. Then I went to get a business license.
Yeah.
Right from the. Federal building, and I, because they want you to do it online, but I was having difficulties figuring out how to print it out and all that.
Yeah.
So I just said, let me just go up there. They should be able to give it to me. They don't do that, but they still should be able to help me. And I'm asking the lady, I said, I'm trying to get my business license printed out. She said, you gotta do everything online. Cut me off. Like, I'm like, but I'm trying to see if there's anything you can help me. No, you gotta do it online, sir. Like, and I said, yo, why are you getting? Even the other black lady looked at me and was like shaking her head. I said, yo, why are you talking to me like? Then she started rolling her eyes, getting smart. She said, you're a grown man. I said, oh, let me talk to your manager.
Yeah.
I see, how you handle these situations? You can't cuss, you can't get mad out, you can't make them feel threatened, but you gotta be direct with them. I was like,
yeah.
I said, the manager was a dude. He ain't know what's going on. But he was, at first he was trying to like, put it on me, saying, you know, if you're causing, I said, nah, I ain't causing a problem.
Yeah.
He ain't put me out. So if you could put me out, but
I'm going to go
to the government building.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. I said, listen, I don't mean no harm because I don't want you to, like, just shake her hand, brush it off. And I said, I'm about to go to the government building to report this. So is there anything that we can do right here? Pretty much. We was talking for a long time. At first, he kept trying to say things like, it's my fault. Then he realized, nah, I ain't playing. Like, I will go to the extremes, man. And it's not necessary towards him because I know how they are, especially in Delaware.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just be friends with them and then they get, but then he starts saying, yeah, I don't want to lose my job. I'm going to say something to her. And then he ended up helping me get what I was trying to get. And it took a little, he went over the mile, you know, I ain't need him to do all that.
Yeah,
I just needed her to talk to me with some respect.
Yeah, you never know what people are going through, but at the same time, still got to keep that energy. If somebody treating you right or talking to you right, still got to get the same energy out, you know?
Yeah, you know, but this happened four times, man. Then I went, and it happened another time at ShopRite. I'm asking, it's like...
ShopRite? Oh, hell.
It happened at ShopRite. It happened at the post office, the federal building, and the unemployment office, and it was all black women.
That it works, the customers, the ones
that
the customer.
I'm not saying it's all black women. What was you saying?
I was about to say, like, one of them, especially like you dealing with like customer service, all that, that's the worst right there.
Yeah, but
like,
see, I'm specifically having these issues, and I'm not, this is just, maybe I just started noticing them. I don't know because I started watching. But, and it's not all black women, but it was all black women. I'm like, yo, y'all need to stop watching social media, man, because I'm a nice guy,
yo.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be respectful, and I cannot say it's all black women because I pick up real cool. I pick up too many people to even, it's just a certain group that's angry at men for whatever reason that feel like we got, like, you, if you're masculine, too masculine, they feel like for some reason they're insecure about that. It's like, we're not trying to be masculine on purpose. It's how I am. And if they, then it's like, but I know it's not all because then the other type of women be treating me really good, man. It's like, nah, black, white, all kinds. So it's a certain group. They don't want to see, they want me to come in there and be like, how you doing? And scared and nervous. And I'm not like that, man. And I had to happen at the DMV, lady. I showed her my insurance on my phone. And I was like, I was already, because I had came the other day, the white lady, she had a best attitude, but she wasn't, she was patient with me. I showed her my insurance on my phone, because I had three vehicles under the thing. And I came in, I seen a black lady, I was like, oh man, I hope she cool, man. I hope she'll, and then I showed her my insurance. As soon as she looked, she's like, sorry, this is the wrong, this, you gotta have the insurance to match the, and I was like, oh, I said, oh, she got up, like,
oh, she got up?
Nah, I'm not dealing with this. And I, her manager shit. Came over there, and I'm like, we didn't even get in, and it's like you was already mad. Yeah. You was thinking like, oh, I'm going, he ain't gonna tell me what to do type of attitude. I'm like, I ain't even get to nothing.
Right.
And long story short, the insurance was on there. You just had to move it up.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that bothers me about this. It's like, people need to stop doing that, man. You know, you got good people out here, and you're going to reflect that off to them, and they might be a good person.
That's how these relationships, you know, they're going out with a nice guy, and then boom, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Break up with them because of what? Like,
yeah.
Your attitude and what? Your past, man, and all that? Past trauma and all that? Like,
that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm glad I got my wife. Only she got her issues, you know. She struggled having kids.
Yeah.
Or I do. I don't want to. I mean, but we fighting through it. She's the only girl. She got one body, and that's me.
Right.
You know, I only dude that ever slept with her. And she cooks, cleans, all the good stuff, man. She got her issues though. Man.
Everybody got issues though, man. That's
what I'm
saying though.
It's sad on here, man. People, you gotta go through the struggle. It's not get to the struggle and then jump out. No, you gotta go through it.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is people ain't going through it. They see the struggle and they're like, nope, he ain't the one. She ain't the one.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't do it like that. Going through the struggle, you get great together. It brings out so much good in you when you make it through those arguments. But they don't let themselves get there nowadays.
I
believe they're still out there. And I do believe that a lot of people gotta lower their standards. They say lower their standards. I do believe a lot of people gotta, cause my wife, my wife's a beautiful lady. She was a little bit heavier, you know. She ain't had the best shape, but she's a beautiful lady, you know. And at first I wanted the perfect woman, like I wanted the short hips, big butt, all that. But then I started realizing the qualities in her. And I married her, and it was the best thing that I've ever done, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you gotta love your girl, like, with her imperfections, their imperfections, you know? Right. And then, boom, she's gonna groom into the right person, you know? Sometimes you keep on judging people because what they look like and all that other shit, man. That shit, then they wonder why you're lonely and shit. Like, 40 right. years old, right. 50 years old.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You want your...
They out here. That's what I say.
They just look past.
As soon as people see something, they don't. Nah, that ain't it. That ain't perfect. That ain't what I. They move on. But some of them, you gotta stop at and be like, let's talk. Let's see what you're about. You got beautiful face, or you got, you know, okay, check. You got this flaw. You know, you got.
Yeah.
You need to turn out. You build together. But different damn time. Time, man. People, you go on the left.
Yeah. I'm right here, actually.
Oh, all right, man. Yo, take it easy, man.
All right, you too, bro.
Good talking to you. All right,
you too.
We've been together I don't even know. I don't remember. It feels like forever. Oddly enough, we met over Oculus. The Oculus?
Oh,
we used to hang out in Horizon Worlds. I used to build worlds and shit that. There was this one time I had went to one of the bars I usually go to in that world.
Yeah.
And,
oh, shit.
Yeah. We did, we met, you know, we talked, we hung out there. We had a whole friend group.
So he was like a little avatar.
Yeah.
Like,
well, not like that, but, you know. It was, she dug my avatar. I liked hers.
Yeah.
Oddly enough. And then, I had left for something. I came back into the world and she was having a conversation with someone and I had overheard.
Yeah.
Turns out it was about chicken wings. I'm telling you, this woman got me because I had her too. I come up and ask the question. I'm like, listen, I got a question for you. You're talking about wings. Now the thing is, to me, is do you eat the whole wing or do you only eat part of the wing? Because you have them people that don't eat the whole meat, meat. And then she comes out with this remark.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, you eat the whole thing. Because if you don't eat the whole thing, you're not gonna do the thing you like. Oh. You feel me?
Oh yeah, you gotta get her number.
Oh, dude. We were talking the rest of that night. We were drunk too.
That's the best conversation.
Well, I'm over here drinking at my side. She's drinking at her end.
Yeah.
You know, we're both in the VR together, drunk as shit, just having a great fucking time.
And, where was you at though?
Me?
Yeah.
I was living in New York.
Not where you chilling? We was in Little Rock or something?
No. We were in two different states.
I'm saying where was you at though? We'd be like,
in the bar.
In the VR. Okay.
So obviously there's people around us so we were just chilling the rest of that night. Until later that night, she was like, how far are you? Like, I'm like, yo, I live up in upstate New York.
Yeah.
She was like, well, I live in Erie. Boom. I didn't realize that it was actually 5 hours away, but in our mind, from what she thought, I was only an hour away. Because crossing from Erie into New York, you take Buffalo.
Yeah, fuck Buffalo.
So she thought I was only an hour away. And she was like, oh, slide through. Yeah. I'm like, fucking pet, send me the F.E.
Oh, she had to move on you first now.
I'm the one that had the car. we didn't link up that day. After that night, I had gotten back on the other next day, and she was in one of the other bars that I usually hang out in, and we just hung out ever since then. Dude, I was going through my own shit, she was going through her own shit, you know. It was nice to have just the friendship with someone, you know, just. And be able to just fucking talk. Because having someone to actually talk to is very hard to find.
Yeah, there you go.
So it was cool. We vibed. We had the same, you know, wavelength of vibing. We actually got to talk. We had the same ideals and shit. Yeah.
Well, you sound like an e-harmony of ass.
Dude, I shit you not, it fucking felt weird. I wasn't looking for nothing either.
What, being a person?
Just talking. Because, I wasn't looking for nothing, but I was digging it. She was digging it, you know? I just made friends. I wasn't looking for nothing. I wasn't even looking for a link up. Shit just happened. Yo, and then,
those are the best ones that happened, bro.
We both weren't looking for nothing, but we ended up just, somehow this shit happened, and we've been happy ever since. That is my ride or die, not even hers.
That's the first time I've heard anybody say they met through the Oculus though.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Well, I used dating apps before, but I wasn't even doing that shit that time. I just said, fuck it, I'll find someone whenever the day comes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that being on the Oculus, I was gonna end up finding someone. I moved out of New York. I went back to PA. I went to my mother's crib. And then from there, she had ended up moving out of Erie back to her mom's. We kind of linked up after that. Like, she told me, she gave me her address. I was like, all right, bet. Well, 4 hours drive. I took a 4 hour drive. I met up. We had a date under the stars. We were at the park. Blanket on the floor. All night. Stare at the stars. The entire night.
That's how I'd be. I took a girl out of the city. Put her in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks love that shit.
She doesn't like the city as much as, just like me. Yeah. I grew up in the city my entire life. Yeah. I can't do it.
Especially New York. You know, New York is, though. Like,
so I was in the countryside upstate from New York.
Yeah.
So when we finally made it official and decided to, move in together, we moved out to New York again, back from where I was at.
Yeah.
I lived there for 5 years.
Yeah.
She loved it. The only problem, we had everything on track and everything. The only problem that we were having is we couldn't get a job.
Yeah.
3 months just searching and being denied over and over. So finally we had an opportunity to come back here and do that. And not even that. Besides that, everything else was working fine. Even before New York, she wanted to get out of Erie. I wanted to get out of Erie.
So it's like your chicks over here. It goes from Wilmington all the way to Newcastle. Well, of course, we don't walk all the way. It's like a 5 mile walk, but shit, my man of the shit, you know what I'm saying? See like the motherfucking, Christiana River right there, the trees and trail and all that shit.
What? Of course, man. Look, the city real fucking
lights.
Yeah, dude, the city lights just fucking.
It just
it covers everything else that's out there.
Yeah.
And then when you're out of the city and you don't have the lights anymore, you can see everything so fucking bright.
It's like when we got this building, right? You see nothing. That's the country right there. Like, you see especially my friends, see those cars out there. That's so cool. It's still lights on this motherfucker. Light this motherfucker.
I'm actually about to go do my mom real quick.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
Are you
Yeah.